This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about, but maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it.
So, you're thinking of starting your own business. Terrific.
So what happens next?
Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
All you know is it won't be as simple as stepping into another job and finding everything's ready for you.
Bummer.
Listen to someone who's in much the same frame of mind as you are, going through the same process of thinking.
Didn't I always say, when the chance came to run my own business, I'd take it?
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
But the wrong idea can drag you down. Is our friend right to concentrate on his personal confidence?
The statistics aren't very comforting after all, however confident you feel. At least half of all new businesses fail in the first 5 years.
Bummer.
One third of them within 3 years.
Bummer.
Over a quarter within 2 years.
We're scared shitless.
And you can be sure they were all brimming with confidence when they started. What's so different about this man's idea? Why should he expect to succeed where so many fail?
All right, let's have a bit of mental order. Looks like a good area for business. Plenty of shops round here. So if I can make sure mine is different, I should stand a pretty good chance. Looks like nobody's selling the kind of things I'm thinking of.
The prospect of drugs.
People buy that sort of thing all the time. And I'm going to add extra value to get me up the ladder that bit quicker.
Good shit.
Just a minute. Look. There on the corner. They're selling the sort of thing I have in mind.
The prospect of drugs.
They won't mind if we have a look round. Well, we could be customers. Nice stuff.
Good shit.
It really is. And the shop's well designed. Bet that all cost a pretty penny.
One more money, too far to show. Need to get rid of that, go, cat, go.
He may not be using the expression yet, but a plan is starting to take shape in our friend's mind.
We all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves.
Soon, he'll want to write it down in detail, explaining what his idea is.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
What he intends to add that will make it a better business than the competition's.
He's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan.
The cost of setting up.
One more money.
And the costs of running it.
Too far to show.
In the meantime, he can see that someone else has made a similar idea work.
Need to get rid of that, go, cat, go.
Every time you're faced with a decision, analyze. Why should I do that?
Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
Is there room for two shops in that area? Would a second shop attract more customers or just give each of us half a loaf?
There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there.
What's it gonna cost to rent a place?
Want more money?
And fit it out.
Too far to show.
And get some stock in.
Good shit.
How much?
We're scared shitless.
Obviously, if you don't have confidence in yourself, you won't get started at all.
We're scared shitless.
In the early days, when you've committed yourself and there's nothing coming in to show for it, that confidence could be one of the things that keeps you going. Plus support from your friends and family, of course.
You're being very beautiful.
Now, take a close look at that business idea. Is there really a market for it?
With a little help from my friends.
What sort of people would want to buy it?
There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there.
Do you know how many of these things people buy each year? Sure, some people buy them for their own homes.
Good shit.
Then there's a whole business based on people giving them as presents, but they still have to buy them first.
Good shit.
Your big chance is here at last.
And I won't exactly be giving them away.
Good shit.
And that's another thing I found out. A lot of the really good stuff comes from Holland.
We must be in heaven, man!
But most British importers don't bother with their fancy lines. Now, I reckon from what I've seen, they could really catch people's fancy. First, it'll make my place look different. And second, the profit margins could be double what I make on the ordinary varieties.
That doesn't mean that anything goes. We're going to need each other to help each other to work this out because we're taxing the systems.
Yes, of course I've got it all written down. You sound like a bank manager.
The man next to you is your brother. And you damn well better treat each other that way, because if they don't, then we blow the whole thing.
Give me an F! Give me a U! Give me a C! Give me a K!
A lot of the really good stuff comes from Holland.
We must be in heaven, man!